Yeah, I've got to be honest. When he said he forgot how to do these, I thought for sure we were going to get a very loud dose of Adele right there. I thought we'd get a little bit of like a half second of dead air, and then
yeah.
Adele doing what she does yeah. after the Rams lose a football game. It was nice. It was just kind of slid into
Here's
the back end of it right
this
there.
This is what happened. What happened was, I think Adele... Morales' game plan with Adele is supposed to happen once every couple of weeks. Now you play the entire soundtrack.
Yeah.
You play the entire album.
Yeah.
Every single week. So yeah. I think he needed a break from it.
Oh, Bryce Perkins, I really like what you did on Sunday again at Arrowhead. If you just give him a little more time. It was something else. Good to see you. How was your long extended Thanksgiving weekend?
First off, you're right. Good to see you as well. Got the whole crew back. Yeah. Emily Taylor in the house. Kind of feels nice to be here. It was Thanksgiving was great. It's my favorite holiday. What do I do? I just sit
watch
there,
TV
I
eat, and eat. It's pretty good.
Watch
and
TV.
And don't go to work.
Now, granted, Lakers a couple games, but that was no problem. When they're winning games, I don't feel like I'm working
just
anymore.
Skip into the arena.
I had a, you guys ever had one of these? You know, here I am. I like to think myself, Travis, as somebody that is a good citizen in society.
Okay.
I'd like to think of myself as somebody that pays my taxes on time.
Okay.
Maybe a little later than usual. I get an extension.
You strike me as an extension
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, we get an extension.
Close enough.
Those are for business reasons. I like to think of somebody that doesn't cut corners and just tries to just go about my life.
Sure.
So I drove down to, you're going to hate the story, but I'm going to share it anyways. I drove down Thursday morning down to San Diego.
Okay. Early?
Thursday morning, 8-ish.
Okay.
8:15-ish, something like
not
that.
Bad.
So, no traffic, by the way. Everybody was doing it Wednesday. Yeah. I kind of timed this thing out.
It's not bad.
Me and Lady Slee, we head down there. I had to drive back up at 4:30. So, we're doing Thanksgiving at my mom's.
Okay.
Okay? I had to drive back up at 4:30 because her mom was also going to do Thanksgiving.
Oh, you had the double dip. I've
done double
that.
Dip.
Yeah, that's a long day.
Long day.
That's a long day.
This is where it gets even worse.
Okay.
So I do the drive down. My mom had over 50 people at the house.
Big crew. Yeah.
Lot going on there. My responsibility, make sure everybody's got drinks, make sure everybody's this. Just nothing crazy. No real responsibility.
Did you sit there and do nothing and let everyone else do everything? Because I got a little of that over the weekend.
You know, you'd be proud of me. If I had a head cam, and I'm very curious because I think I know where you're going with this, because out of everything you and I caught up with this morning, that was one of my questions to you.
It was one of your first questions.
I don't know why, but well, I thought
question.
About her. I thought about her.
Yeah, it was the right question.
So get down, do whatever I got to do down in San Diego. Now I'm driving back up.
So you've gone, let me just see. So you've gone from Pasadena to San Diego, from San Diego to Hacienda Heights. Hacienda Heights, and now we're headed where?
I don't want to say Pasadena to San Diego because it makes it, Pasadena to El Cajon. I want to make
it's past San Diego.
Because when people say,
go a little east.
When they say San Diego, they're thinking, oh, wow, you know, is Al's family from Point Loma? No.
El Cajon.
From El Cajon.
Go Eagles.
It. Yeah, go Eagles.
That's right.
Okay. So do the thing, 4:30, drive back up.
Okay.
In the morning on Friday morning.
So where did you spend Thursday night?
Thursday night back in Pasadena.
Okay, so from Hacienda Heights back to Pasadena. So you round-tripped it in a day.
This is where you're going to get upset.
Because... You tell me you went back to San Diego the next day, I'm not going to like this.
Oh, my gosh.
Friday morning, I had to head back down to San Diego. I had to head back down to El Cajon, okay?
Wow.
For whatever reasons, I had to go back down to El Cajon.
Okay.
I'm driving. Just sitting in my car, right? Got my
hands. What time on Friday morning, what time are you on the road?
Same exact time.
Okay.
8:15. You got like an 8 to 8:30 sweet spot where you're not going to hit anything.
I'm with you.
You go 10, you're done. It's over.
Yeah.
Okay? So I got my hands on the 10 and 2 on the wheel, just enjoying my drive. Got a cup of coffee from Starbucks.
Sure. Nice way to start the day.
I'm in like Irvine area.
Okay.
Everything's fine. Everything's going smooth. Just driving down. Bro. To my right, there's a motorhome or a
camper.
Yeah, one of those, like, you know, just kind of those motorhome campers, whatever it is.
Being towed or it's
just
the
driving.
Mobile type?
Yep, just driving.
Okay.
Right? Just driving along.
Okay.
To its right, there's a car, just a regular car. And I'm just, again, not paying any attention. All of a sudden, I see them kind of swerve. I don't know what's going on.
The car or the camper?
Both.
Okay.
Both of them kind of swerve. I'm like, what the hell are these guys
How
doing?
Close to you are the two cars to you?
I'm going to now go a little bit towards my left, right?
Okay,
so
sure.
Carpool lane is over there, so okay. I'm kind of at the end. I kind of start, you know, a little bit. Have you ever seen a rolling tire on the freeway on its own doing its own thing? You ever seen that before?
Oh, a tire came loose from another vehicle?
Yes.
Okay. No, I don't think so.
Never seen it before.
Yeah,
I have no idea
so.
What's going on. The timing of everything working out perfect.
Do you have any idea where it came from?
No idea where it came from.
Okay.
Mostly because I'm kind of blocked
sure.
view-wise, right?
And you're going, what, 75 miles an hour?
By 74.
Okay.
Just being a good citizen,
sure.
right? Maybe even 67.
Sure.
So I'm driving. These two avoid whatever it is. This bad boy hits the right side of my car. The
passenger
side.
Oh, the tire does?
The tire. The tire is going like on its own. It's going opposite freeway. It's doing its own
thing. It's coming towards you?
It's coming towards me. Hits the passenger side of my bumper car.
The front end passenger side.
Front end passenger side. And then just moves over to the side and just keeps going down the freeway, the opposite side. Now it's like kind of at the shoulder. And I'm like, what the hell just happened? I didn't know what happened. I didn't know what happened. I'm just literally have no idea what's happened. I'm just literally sitting there not paying any attention. Hits the car. It goes down that way. And I'm like, okay, I'm in Irvine. I got to get down to Esdy. We're going to keep going.
You didn't even stop.
Stopped at the rest stop. Do you know how far the rest stop's an hour?
I was going to say
45 minutes.
40 miles
Let's say,
least.
Yeah, something like that. Stop there. The car is kind of, nothing's making any noise. Everything's kind of fine.
No so, dragging.
There's a little noise.
Is
there's
there like, the headlight caved in or a dent or anything?
So the car's not making any noise yet, okay? But that's because
the
I haven't.
Mistake you made is probably stopping the car.
I haven't turned off the car yet. So the sensors and everything else, they haven't had a chance to like readjust.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like you kept the computer on. I just kept the computer on. I go pull up to the rest stop. I get to the rest stop. And I pull up the rest stop. I'm going to go use the restroom anyway. So like timing wise, I'm like, all right, can I make it to there?
Yeah.
I would hear a little noise, like, you know, sometimes just...
clunkety, clunkety, clunkety,
clunk. No, you'd be driving, and sometimes just the actual pavement, you got to go down a little.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
there's
yeah.
a little bump. And every time I heard it, I was like, I feel like I'm like, I think something's hitting the tire. I think something might hit the tire. I left it alone, okay? I get over there. The moment I get out the rest stop, or I exit, I start turning into one of the parking spots.
Oh, you had to make a real turn.
Had to make a real turn. And everybody just starts churning their head, like, what... The hell
was it making a
is
terrible
that
noise?
No, it yeah. sounded like I was at a metal shop or something.
Just tearing metal.
I don't know what the hell was going on. So I park, I turn off the car. When I turn the car back on, every light you could think of, sensor this, my the front bumper, forget about it. It's done.
Toast.
It's done. Some wires kind of hang
oh,
in.
No.
The light is just demolished.
Is there any fluids coming out?
No fluids coming out.
Okay,
but it's got some pretty decent damage. Okay.
Well, sure, you hit a tire going 70.
I didn't hit a tire.
Tire
hit
you.
Me.
Fair enough. Fair okay. point. Yes.
I didn't pick out the tire
you know,
from 100 yards
you're
away
right.
and
you're
say,
right.
"You want to go heads up?"
I you're right. The tire hit you going 70 miles
Everybody
an hour.
Everybody else was fine. Nobody else on the freeway had any issues. Everybody dodged it perfectly. I get the tire, so I end up. Is a whole, you know, I got to open up a claim. State
did you
farm,
did you get back on the
car.
Road with the car making the noise?
What do you think I did?
Well, I'm assuming you got down to San Diego in the car.
Yeah,
and made it.
Made it. There was one area I was worried about.
You know what? Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
As you're going through all of this, all I'm thinking about is you should have waited to get that mirror fixed because you could have said it was part of the accident and been folded it in to your insurance claim.
I asked the headlight. You know how just over time they fade out? They
yeah.
look awful?
Yeah.
So the good one that I had was where the tire hit. The bad one that's faded as hell is on the other side.
Right.
So I tell the guy when I get to this body shop, I got to go to La Mesa, this, I open up insurance claim, all this stuff. When I get there, I tell the guy, I'm like, hey, can you also make sure you change this side? I want that so that you're going to get a new one here. Let's change it both.
Right.
I'll get a quote for you. I'm like, for sure, man. That wasn't what I was talking about, but I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
So did you drive it home?
I drove it all the way to the body shop. At the body shop, stopped, left it there. My car's still in La Mesa, California. Enterprise comes, picks
you got a
me
car.
Up, get a hold, yeah, the whole thing.
That is quite a way to spend the Thanksgiving weekend.
Good morning.
It was that second trip to San Diego that got you. You should have stayed in Hacienda Heights or Pasadena. Or you doubled. Never double back. Never double back. You're a good son and a good brother for going down to see family. But my goodness. That sucks, Al. I'm sorry.
My favorite is when I said...
Can I ask you a quick question?
Yeah.
Was your heart just racing when that thing hit you?
No. You want to know why? I was confused. I didn't know what the hell
just
happened.
Yeah, but a tire is coming at you at a pretty significant rate. That's pretty scary.
But it's not like I had 7 seconds to say, that bad boy.
Just like that.
It just, cars kind of swerve. I'm like, what are you guys doing? And the next thing I know, it's just tire.
So is it rolling or bouncing?
Rolling. Bouncing is a whole different thing.
Have you ever seen Final Destination?
It was bouncing?
That is, well, bouncing, you could have gotten killed.
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
Rolling is tears your bumper off and makes a screeching
Take
sound.
The whole thing out and go State Farm.
Yeah, I was going to say, Final Destination, this is one of the many things. It's like, oh, how many ways that you can die. And like a lot of these involve things rolling at you on the highway. Yeah, so I'm glad that didn't happen.
Yeah, you dodged the bullet there.
I did think, I remember, you know, people, airplanes, roller coasters, this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
They're like, no. The freeway is much more dangerous. I'm like, yeah, I can attest to that one.
You concur, finally. You've come around to that.
Something similar happened to me one time on Thanksgiving, too, as well. Like, my friend and I were driving back to college, and we ran over, like, a styrofoam cooler. We didn't really see it until it was underneath us, and we heard it dragging. But we didn't. We were like, "Why is everyone avoiding us at all costs?" Because like everyone on the freeway like cleared out around us. We're like, "Oh no!" So we pulled off to the side, and the cooler dislodged itself, and then we just continued on home. Like he had a high, like he had a truck, so it was half the ground, so it wasn't the end of the world. But oof, that sucks.
When do you get your car back?
No idea. I don't think they could look at it until Monday. So I have no idea. All right, during this holiday season.
Maybe never.
ESPN LA and Subaru are partnering with the Folds of Honor Foundation for our inaugural Long Drive-a-thon event. Proceeds raised will provide scholarships to families of America's fallen or disabled military and first responders. Event is taking place on Friday, December 9th at Black Gold Golf Club in Yorba Linda. If you'd like to participate and purchase a green fee, go to blackgoldgolf.com. That's blackgoldgolf.com. Love, it's what makes Subaru Subaru. No idea.
Did you get a cool rental car at least? Did you get like a Hummer or something?
Such a
to protect yourself from flying objects.
Such PG a Cruiser. Sick Nissan Altima.
Yeah, well,
2021. Yeah.
Look, I got sideswiped by a skip loader a few years ago. It tore my door off. It was terrifying. It the good news was it only took me like, I don't know, 3 years to get comfortable driving on the freeway again. Then everything happened. Like I'd see a truck like a mile down the road. I'm like, I'm just gonna exit. I'm just gonna exit because that truck feels like it wants to hit me. So I'm just gonna go. And 3 years later, I'm back. I'm able to pass 18 wheelers with only a small amount of terror.
I'm ready for 2025.
Buckle up. It's gonna take some time. We got a couple of giveaways today. We got $1 Million Monday, so be listening for that. Plus, we're gonna give away some tickets for the Pac-12 championship game, SC and Utah. Coming up on Friday. In fact, Lee, let's talk a little bit about that. SC did exactly what I thought they might do. That's coming up next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
It is.
I see what you're doing.
Yeah, a little rolled right into you.
I see what you're doing.
How long after the tire smashed into your car, you're like, Trav's going to like
tire
this story.
Gate.
Did it take a couple of days, or were you like, as it's happening, well, at least I have something to talk about on Monday?
I knew out the gate. Yeah. I knew right there. Probably 30 seconds later, I'm like, oh, T-Raj is going to like this. The rest stop. Bro, I'm telling you, if you saw the look on their face when I was pulling
Look
in,
at this
like,
guy.
what the hell is he driving? Why is his car making that kind of noise? I'm like, you guys want to sit around? I'll tell you a little story around the campfire. Go use the restroom and get out of here, okay?
I'm glad you're all right. I'm glad that you got out of a scary situation in one piece. Last time I saw you was Tuesday a week ago.
Yeah.
It was my birthday. Yep. And we don't do a lot of gifts in my house, especially for me and for Susan, because, you know, whatever. There's not a lot of things we need. I got one of the best birthday gifts I've ever gotten in my life from my children. For real. I got a pellet ice maker for my house.
Whoa.
You have no idea how excited I am for that. Aww. It is the dumbest thing and the best thing simultaneously. Completely unnecessary, and I couldn't have been happier to get it. So I was hearing Chris talk about Cyber Monday there, and the only thing I've wanted for years is an ice machine, and now I have one, and it's all good. I can die. Now I really don't need to live to be 150. I got my ice machine.
How much use did you get out of it?
A decent amount. I put it to pretty good use this weekend.
When there was the whole good karma buys, you know, 7-10, uh-huh. That whole situation happens, I remember you and I would have like side conversations of what was happening in the kitchen.
Right.
Okay. Because there was the original, remember the original water and ice maker
yes.
there? And that was taken away initially, correct?
It's devastating, yes.
And I remember telling me kind of side stories like, hey, you know, I don't know about this whole, I don't know what they think they're doing, but they're coming in, they're taking away our ice.
Yeah, I don't,
not sales, none of the other details matter.
Where'd the ice machine go?
My
first question was, I'll take it. If you're just going to get rid of it, give it to me. I'll plug it in the garage and put it to good use.
It was part of the deal. ESPN took it back. It's back there now. So
well, I know what else.
I knew a while back that you cared about ice.
I care deeply about ice, and yeah. We got it taken care of. Obviously, a lot of sports going on this weekend. So this is not an I told you so, except for that's exactly what it is. Remember last year, it was almost a year ago exactly at this time when they hired Lincoln Riley at SC. And I was telling you, and I was telling everybody that would listen, even when Clay Helton was the coach at SC prior to this. It's like this is the only program on the West Coast, really kind of west of the Mississippi River, that's not UT, that is just the right coach away from being right back in the mix like this. That the brand, because everybody wants it to happen. No one in the Pac-12, Oregon's happy, SC's good, UCLA's happy. It's better for the entire conference that when Utah's the best team in your league, no one gives a damn. Mm-hmm. Utah's really good, mm-hmm. but no one cares. SC's different. You get Lincoln Riley. And it happened even quicker than I thought. I thought that this would be kind of a Pete Carroll situation. I think Pete Carroll went 6-5 or 6-6 in his first year, but you could see it coming. They kind of turned that corner, and it was going to happen sooner than later. This guy shows up, and in the first year,
yep.
he's a win on Friday night away from going to the college football playoff. SC hasn't been to the college football playoff. They haven't had a Heisman Trophy candidate, much less a winner, since Reggie Bush a few years ago. And that, you know, that feels like a lifetime ago at this point. He shows up, uses the transfer portal, gets the right player in Caleb Williams, gets the right player in Jordan Addison, rebuilds an offensive line, which we'll get to in a second, and SC is right back where they belong in one. Michigan, Ohio State, Alabama, Georgia, all of these programs that matter. SC used to be one, and they're one again, and it happened like that.
So we were really, our only conversations about SC prior to this season was, damn, this is pathetic. There's nothing
right.
to talk about with this school. They're kind of a laughing stock in the Pac-12 too. There's expectations are always there, and they're not delivering. Lincoln Riley comes. Listen, you tell me how you thought about this, and you are right because you did make mention. There's only a few programs that could turn it around like
instantly,
that,
virtually instantly.
And you could have said, "All right, Al, everything goes perfect this season for USC. How good are they?" Well, they're not going to make the college football playoff.
The Heisman Trophy winner.
With a Heisman Trophy winner.
Yeah.
I mean, Lincoln Riley, today's the anniversary, right? Today's the anniversary that he became head coach of USC. It was interesting because he had those moments during that pressure where it's like, you know, I'm a big under-promise, oversell.
Yep.
And I'm not telling you he was overselling. But damn, was he confident. Take a listen. This is a year ago today, he's getting introduced at USC.
I'm not big on false promises, hollow promises. I'm not going to stand up here and talk about all the different things that I think we can do. We see the potential there. We know we've got to go to work, and it's going to take every single one of us. But if we all do what we can you imagine the scene down here? Some of you guys have seen it. Some of you guys have experienced it. I'm ready to experience it, and I'm ready for our current players and our future players to experience that as well.
It's not that I didn't like it. Right. I liked it. And I remember even kind of telling myself, I'm like, there's certain people that can say something, and you're like, all right, I don't know if I hear what they're saying, but do I really believe it? He said it, and it was, all right, interesting. He's calling it out. This is USC. You guys know what the Coliseum has looked like in the past. You guys know what this program is in the history of college football when it's at its best. And he had the tone of saying it, like, all right, it's going to be back, but guys, it's going to take a second.
Yeah. It took
USC Notre Dame on Saturday at the Coliseum.
Took one season.
They dominated. They were always up basically two scores the entire way.
They were never in jeopardy of losing
never
that game.
Never in jeopardy of losing that game. And it was like.
And by the way, Notre Dame's good. They're not great,
They made them look average.
Yeah, they pushed them around. And here's the thing. I want to go back to something you said a second ago. Did you see the scene in the Coliseum on Saturday? It was, I don't know how many people, 80,000 plus people fired up, ready to see a show, and they got one, right? They got one from Caleb Williams. He put on, every year there's that freaking Heisman Trophy game, right? Where somebody does something that everybody's, okay, he just won it. And he did it. He had that incredible scramble where he ran, I think it was 85 yards to pick up, I don't know what it was, 50 or something. It was an unbelievable play. And you could just feel it. It's like it's back. And it was back because you got the star player in Caleb Williams. And he is really something else. Jordan Addison had a pretty quiet day, all things being. They ran the ball like crazy. They did it without Travis Dye, which I think is a really big deal because I thought they were going to really miss him. But you know what the best part about it is, Al? And this is why not only this year, I think they'll win on Friday. We'll talk about that coming up in a bit. But I think that this is something that will be sustainable for a while. They got the line right again. They're just pushing people around. Everybody talked to Carson Palmer and Dwayne Jarrett and Keyshawn Johnson, and you're talking about Reggie Bush and Matt Leinart and Lendale White and all of these great skill players, and they have those guys. But the reason SC smashed people year after year after year is those five guys up front were all NFL players. Every last one of them, all five guys would ultimately not only go to the NFL, but be very good NFL players. And you watch this game, Notre Dame's got NFL guys too.
Yep.
They were pushing them around. They were the better athletes. And that's the difference. And that's what Lincoln Riley knew at that conference, at the introductory press conference. It wasn't just, hey, listen, we've got the history. He knew what people that follow SC football knew. This is not far off. We had a bad team. They were 4-8 a year ago.
Yep.
But we've got bad culture. We don't have the right guys. We can get the right guys a lot faster than we used to because of the portal. I've got my quarterback. I know how good this guy is because I was with him at Oklahoma. But we get that line right. We'll take away a few plays on defense. They still give up a ton of yards, but they take the ball away. It happened that fast, and he knew it. That's why he said it. He knew what was sitting right there. Clay Helton never understood what this was, which is you just need to get two or three of the right guys, and this thing will start to feed on itself. They're going to go to the portal again. They're going to recruit Texas and Ohio and New Jersey and Pennsylvania and Oregon and Nevada and Colorado the way they always have. Whereas before, they were getting clobbered. Look, all these quarterbacks, whether it's the kid in Clemson or the guy at Bryce Young at Alabama, these are all California guys that left.
Sure.
They're not leaving anymore. They're going to get those guys. So not only is it incredibly exciting right now, this is extremely sustainable moving forward.
Put it in perspective, this morning we're coming off 4 days of not doing a show. Okay, think about every single topic that we could have hit to start off the show. Want to talk Lakers basketball? Want to talk Dodgers? Verlander's meeting with the Dodgers later.
Don't say it.
You want to talk NFL?
Yes, I do want to talk NFL.
You want to talk USA Iran coming up at 11 a.m. Don't give me that look.
That's tomorrow. The game's tomorrow, right?
Is it tomorrow?
USA Iran is tomorrow.
Tuesday.
Yeah. See, you're
100%. I was walking around telling people today. I'm like, hey, coming up at 11.
So Willie got to recuperate from that scintillating 0-0 draw. Oh, did you guys see the draw? Yeah, I saw nothing happen for an hour.
Essentially, a win, Trav.
All the different things that we could have started the show off with started with SC. So just to kind of play off of what you just mentioned, how quick it could churn, it churns in LA too, with all this different attention that can go in all these different directions.
It was the best show of the weekend. It wasn't close.
Yeah, it was.
The Rams didn't give him anything. Chargers, nobody cares. The Raiders had a cool moment where they had a long walk, but that was the show of the weekend. It was the Caleb Williams Heisman Trophy party. And oh, by the way, now we got to go beat Utah. So can they go beat Utah? That's coming up next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN. If you are lucky enough to be the Million Dollar Monday winner, I would suggest not picking the Rams. Slee, what's going on? I mean,
at this point, at least it's nothing's a surprise or a shock.
No, it's neither
now
of those.
It's expected.
But it was, hey, they got 10 points and they were excited to get it.
Super fun season.
It has been. It's been an incredibly fun season.
It's good.
Season.
You can use that for both the Rams and the Dodgers.
You can use it for all of them. All of them at the moment. It has been a super fun World Cup for Team USA.
USA, I ran tomorrow, by the way.
Tomorrow. You should have seen the look on your face.
Coming up.
We're on YouTube today, so I don't know if you can you rewind YouTube, Slee? I think you can,
yeah.
Right? So
yeah.
They got to go
I think
back.
Once the stream is over, yes.
Okay. So once the stream is over, you have to go back to when I said, I think it's tomorrow. You looked at me like, what, are you an idiot? No, it's today. Like, no, I wasn't entirely sure. Like, when you said it was today, I'm like, I guess it could be today.
Yeah, it's not like you've been sitting around saying to yourself, well, I'm going to get up a little early tomorrow and watch yourself some USA
watched
Iran.
The entire match, USA, England. Okay. I really did have a good time watching it. It was... I don't want to say it was exciting because it wasn't, but it was compelling, right?
Yeah.
I think that's a better word. You're trying to wait to see what's going to happen. And then when it was over, it was like, great draw. I'm like, come on, man. Can we not pretend that 0-0 was anything other than 0-0?
I got an equivalent.
Why is that great?
I got an equivalent for you.
Okay.
And I don't know how you feel about this, but a baseball game that's played, it's 2-0.
Okay.
Do you hate games like that or no? There's a lot of strategy that goes into it. There's a lot of, you know, obviously a pitching duel, two pitchers, fantastic, great. The defense, every play matters.
Sure.
Do you like games like that or
occasionally.
No?
Occasionally, sure. But the flaw in your analogy
is it happens
is that
all the
one
time?
Team had two.
Right.
Not zeros. Like the breakdown in your comparison is somebody eventually has to score in a baseball game. It might take a month. You could play a 95-inning game, theoretically, but somebody's going to win. This one's like, we're cool.
Fair to say...
Drives me nuts.
...that no matter what, if I had 10 different soccer guys here trying to convince you that that is still a good game... Based upon all these different circumstances, it wouldn't matter?
I don't think it would matter.
I don't think it would matter.
I don't think it would matter. I'm here for the they can still go through to the knockout round. If they beat Iran tomorrow, they go through. And I do like it's fairly simple. It's either win or you're done.
Yeah.
Right? There's no draw. There's no differentials. There's no,
no
win the game and you go through. That's exciting. I do like that. But I don't like this idea that a 0-0 tie is... I don't like moral victories. I don't like things that don't make sense to me personally. And this idea that, is this really... Was it really great when Pulisic hit the bar? That was exciting. Like, whoa, it almost went in.
Mm-hmm.
And then you sat there for another hour and a half. It's like... Come on, man.
There's so much tension,
I'm okay with
Travis.
It. Yeah, I'm all right with it.
Did
I mean, it's not my preference.
Happened.
It's not my preference, but there's enough juice there where...
I watched the whole thing, and I wasn't bored by it. I would be lying if I said I wasn't fully present, paying attention.
You want to see a 2-1 game.
I just want
to see
the ball in the back
the
of the net a couple of times. I know this is the dumbest soccer drives me crazy rant ever,
no,
but
what
it does.
What it is, it's... Where does soccer rank in your preference of sports?
It's down the list.
So that's okay. Somebody in, you know, I don't know if I have a comp to it because every other sport actually scores. So it's not good for me to use those comps. Look, they're going to get to the – do you like penalty kicks or no?
I do, but as a non-soccer person, I like it, but I understand the – argument that it's like deciding the NBA finals with a 3-point shooting.
I'm with you.
I get
I'm
it. I get that. why a soccer person would not like
Here's
it.
The good
I understand
news.
That.
Good news is after this round, you're going to see goals hit the back of the net to determine who moves.
Good. I'm excited. All right. So somebody will score Friday at Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas when USC and Utah play in the Pac-12. First of all, I think that getting Utah is actually a better deal for USC. I think that they're a more beatable team than Oregon is. I think that what Oregon can score a lot of points. Yep. Utah scored a lot of points against the Trojans too. But I think you get their full attention. Not that having a berth in the Final Four on the line wouldn't, but this is the one team that beat you. They beat you by a point with a 2-point conversion at the buzzer.
Yep.
This is the perfect opponent for them to come back in because you have to play well. There is no asleep at the switch. Everything that would demand your full attention is now right in front of you.
I couldn't agree more. And listen, there was a point Oregon State, so much good football on Saturday. But there's
by the way, Dan Lanning, Oregon's coach, is a knucklehead.
Complete idiot.
He's a knucklehead.
Yes, he went again.
0-for-5 on fourth down.
Okay, how about this? One of them was 25, 30-yard line, something like that, on their own 25 or 30.
At the end of the game, where if the other guy gets it, you lose.
Dumbass.
Yes.
Like, I don't know what else to tell you.
Yes.
But they had, at one point, they were up, I want to say it was 34 to, what'd they lose again? 38-34, I think is what
something
they lost,
like
something
that,
like
yeah.
that. They were up a couple scores. And you're just thinking in your head, you know, Funches.
They were 21 points in the second half.
Funches and I were doing the Laker game, and we're like, damn, okay, it's gonna be SC and Oregon. And then just Oregon State comes out and they come back. I'm with you on the – and we hadn't seen that matchup, so I think there was a little bit of excitement to see USC versus Oregon. This is the Pac-12 championship should be USC and Oregon, just based off history.
Yeah.
This like there was a little bit of that.
I'll buy that.
Oregon ends up losing. It's like, all right, so you got Utah that's coming back. Listen, I'm not telling you that Utah's not a good football team. They are a good football team.
I agree.
But USC is a good football team. And USC, that one loss because Utah goes for two and that's your game, 43-42, I think that plays into this. I think there is going to be, can we get another crack at those guys? Now, if it was Oregon, it was Oregon. It is what it is. But I think this will, in a weird way, benefit USC that they get another shot at Utah. And the way they're playing football right now is different than they were playing football back then. And I know that's just a few, what was that, 5-6 weeks ago, whatever it was.
Yep.
But they are playing better football right now. They beat UCLA. They beat Notre Dame. They're riding this wave. And you know what they got staring right in front of them is a trip to the college
Final
football
four.
Championship.
Final Four. And here, everything that needed to break their way this weekend did. Right? Not only did they beat Notre Dame, which was the most important part, but they won decisively.
Yep.
They had a Heisman Trophy moment for Caleb Williams. LSU spit the bit against A&M, which means even if LSU upsets Georgia next week, LSU isn't
going. They're
not putting a three-loss team in right there. I think Georgia could actually lose the SEC championship game and still go to the final. I think they're in no matter what.
Yep.
Ohio State not only lost to Michigan, we knew somebody was going to lose that game.
They got trounced.
They got beat by 22 points at home. They're done. There was no more. Yeah, they didn't lose by a 55-yard field goal to lose by one.
Sure.
It was back. They got their butts kicked.
Yeah, but the Big Ten president was. How about the sales job by some of these guys?
That's what they're supposed to do.
But it was kind of funny. It's like, you know, when you oversell something.
Yeah.
Every one of his quotes, I'm like, relax.
Yeah.
Every one of them. And you even had Nick, you know, Saban was also trying to make a case. Hey, we lost a couple games, both of them at the last second, all that stuff. I get all that stuff, but damn, an oversell like no tomorrow.
Alabama has two losses by a combined 4 points, one of them in overtime, and one of them with a kick that was spinning like a helicopter. They're two weird plays away from being right in there, too. But everything that needed to happen for them
happened.
All they need to do is beat Utah. All they need to do is beat the one team that beat them this season on a close play, like all the things that we've talked about, and Lincoln Riley will have fulfilled all of his – and by the way, they could go in, they could be number four, they could go play Georgia, they could lose by four touchdowns, and guess what? Great season. Great season, because you're going to have a Heisman Trophy winner.
Yeah.
I even think he could throw four interceptions on Friday night. I still think he wins the Heisman Trophy. I don't think it's coming off of his shelf. I think he's got it locked
up. Crazy, too. If you look at his best performances this year, with all the money on the line, he's been his best. Against Utah, he was great. Against UCLA, he was great. Against Notre Dame, he was a freaking video game. He was a video game in that performance. So when the stakes are at their highest, that's when he's at his best.
I just want them being the Rams, to just consider that Caleb Williams is draft eligible in 2024. The Rams do have a first-round draft pick in 2024. Just putting it out there. Ask Slee coming up next. It's Travis Slee, 710 ESPN. All right. right, if you want to get in on the phone, 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. We're going to do an Ask Bergman on Wednesday. So if you want to start thinking in those terms.
Ask Berg.
Give you a couple of days head start right there. Al, did you do an Ask Beto on Wednesday when I was here, or did you do Ask Slee?
We did a mix.
Okay.
People had a couple questions. We went around the room. Gave everyone a chance to kind of answer their favorite side during Thanksgiving dinner, all that stuff.
Did you get enough? Did you get a lot of leftovers?
Oh. When did I? I think through Saturday.
From which dinner, though?
That's right. It's a good question.
So Thursday, actually, no. Last night as well. Because here's what happened. Thursday, dinner at my mom's, right? Or lunch at my mom's. That food, I was there the whole weekend. That food just continued.
Just kept picking away at it.
It just kept going.
Yeah.
You know, like
that's the correct way to
do it. Yeah, and I was
grazing.
It's going hard to the hoop. Just every day it was kind of hard to the hoop. When I got back yesterday, there was food that she brought from her mom's from Thursday night that I was grazing at yesterday.
So they're carving the turkey I went to my mom and dad's for Thanksgiving too, and we had 20 people, I think. And so my dad carves the turkey in a big pile of, and all of a sudden it's all gone, right? And I just see the carcass of the bird. I'm like, well, this is a disaster. Whole second turkey in the outside fridge ready to go.
Oh, man.
It was terrific. Spare turkey. Best idea I've ever seen in my life.
Is that
two
not
turkeys.
You?
Yeah.
Like what your dad, just pulled right there will be you in 25 years.
I got a whole other turkey outside. I'm like, this is the greatest day of my life. All right, let's start right here. Christopher Holmes, soccer doesn't do it for Trav. What doesn't do it for you, Slee? Cricket, bocce ball, polo. What is that sport that people have tried to talk you into? You're like, not really my thing.
All right.
F1?
No, this is I've never actually spent time watching hockey.
Yeah.
I've never said, "Hey, you know what? Let's really give hockey a shot." I find myself in just random, I'll watch tennis, I'll watch golf here and there. Just it might be a specific tournament or something like that, or there's a specific player that I just want to see. Hockey has never done it for me.
Have you been in person?
I have been years ago.
Okay.
Years ago, I went to a Kings game, but years ago.
I'm not going to do the soccer fan thing and try to convince you why you're wrong. I'm just saying, take in another game in person and see how you feel.
I got to do that. I got to do that.
Because it's kind of fun, and it's loud, and it's exciting, and it moves fast.
The
and
people who love hockey, I mean, I shouldn't have to be sold on this, but I don't sit there on my TV and say, hey, it's Monday night, I'm going to turn on a hockey game. I don't do that.
It's Kraken versus the Wild.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
it's a real matchup. By
I know,
way.
But how can I do
people
that?
People think I might be kidding.
How can I do that when the Pelicans are playing the Atlanta Hawks?
I understand. You're the NBA guy. Let's go to Downey and Jason. Jason, hashtag Ask Slee. What's up, Jason?
Good morning, boys. So my hashtag Ask Slee for today is Big Al. What is the normal dress code for when you meet up with your family for the holidays? Are you wearing like a nice sweater? Are you wearing a button up, or are you wearing the same Alden Campbell jersey you're wearing the 4th of July to Christmas, Easter, and Thanksgiving? Have a great day, guys.
Good question.
Thanks, Jason.
Good question on the Alden Campbell one.
Can I guess about
I get an Alden Campbell jersey? Can somebody send me one so that...
Order one in the NBA store, I bet.
Yeah, I don't want to.
Yeah.
That's a lot. Gotta throw $25 towards that.
I'm guessing the Sleewood family dress code at Thanksgiving is not formal, but it's everybody's dressed nicely.
Yeah, it's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
So I don't really throw on a sweater or anything like that, but I'll have a nice dress shirt on. Not like I'm going to a game.
Is your
or
shirt
anything
tucked
like
in?
Doesn't have to be tucked.
Okay.
But it just depends the shirt. Some of these shirts just, you know, they go down to your knees. So it's like
I have
all right,
the opposite problem. I have like why won't this shirt get to my belt buckle? Like I understand that there's more surface area that I need to cover up, but I'd like it to go to my belt buckle at
least.
You
know, it's not casual, but it's also not super
not flip flops and board shorts, but not a top hat and monocle.
Yeah.
Somewhere in the middle.
Yeah,
I found a vintage rare Alden Campbell LA champion jersey size XXL for $600 on eBay.
Hey.
There you go, Slee. Get give Taylor your credit
This is why I want it, because I still haven't decided when the Lakers beat the Kings next time around. Oh. I haven't decided what jersey you're going to wear.
I want the $600 one.
Oh, you came up. The beam came up in the pregame show with Michael and I.
Uh-huh.
I thought Michael 100% was going to say, yeah, I think that's cheesy. We got the whole kind of a little bit of the background story of it. I thought he was going to say it's cheesy, this, that. He is like, I wish the Lakers do it. I'm like, Michael, they can't do it. It's their idea.
The Lakers
He's
shouldn't
like, well,
do
Lakers
it.
Lakers take ideas. Or it's like people take ideas from others.
People steal good ideas from other people all the time. The Lakers cannot do that.
That's the point I was trying to make.
And I love that the Kings do it. It's
taking
perfect.
The nation by storm.
Are they still winning or did they finally get beat?
They dropped two in a row.
Yeah, well. Yeah. You know, the universe didn't want you to get too far ahead of yourself.
Yeah, that's why
it was
I
making sure. This is from Anthony Rincon, says, man, Trav, pellet ice is my new oddly satisfying item since seeing it at Raising Cane's. The ice flows out so smoothly. What is Salee's oddly satisfying pleasure? Like something that's not a big deal, but she's like, man, I really like this.
Let me keep it in the kitchen. Let me kind of try to keep it in that world. I never had an air fryer before. In the last 6-8 months or so, we've had an air fryer. That thing you can use for almost anything. I mean, reheating food.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
I don't care what it is that you have, but if you got something in your fridge, and in my opinion, it's going to make it taste better, I think the air fryer, I don't know, I feel like it's a little underrated, not talked about enough. That's a good little tool there in the kitchen.
My daughter, Kelly, wanted one for Christmas a couple years ago. I'm like, Kelly, that thing, it's huge. It takes up a ton of space. She's like, no, it's great. It's my second favorite thing in the kitchen behind the ice maker.
It's kind of clutch.
It's terrific.
I have something that I always kind of care about is a good pen. A good pen goes such a long way, and it makes or breaks a writing experience. So I really like Paper Mates. I also have a Pilot that's good, but if it's a bad pen, it's terrible. And
that's
I like
a great
a really
answer.
Good pen.
That is a great answer. I don't know if you've noticed when I have my pens go dry at the Rams, I freak out because I've got a very specific type that I want.
Go to break.
They go dry quickly. They only last a couple of weeks before they go dry. So
it's a good gift.
A good
I got a good gift a while back. It was a good pen.
2 for $6. Just saying, it's a good way
to do it.
They're clutch.
The problem is I'm always fearful of losing it.
Capitano Matt, which is more frightening, an earthquake or a volcano eruption? Hashtag Ask Slee. Because you saw where, was it Kilauea that erupted earlier today?
It's got to be earthquake. Just simply because that's can happen. We've felt it before. We've had those moments before. I mean, not... You know, it's not like I have a story to tell or the earthquake in, what was that, 94 or something like that?
Northridge.
But I think earthquake would be just because it's more likely to happen here, right? Like more likely to feel it. So I would say earthquake.
Earthquakes are terrifying because they come out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. And I know that this isn't true, but it feels like they always happen very early in the morning. And you're half asleep, and you're running for your life. I've never lived near a volcano. Yeah.
No,
so
earthquakes
I can't
have
speak
a window. They're very
like 3 a.m. Yeah. to 7. Yeah. That's the only part that they ever seem to hit like that. I was convinced the world was ending when Northridge happened. That the whole world was coming to an end. I've never been around a volcanic eruption, but that seems fairly with just I don't know. The mountain explodes and liquid rock is flowing. That seems like a big deal.
Yeah.
I mean, that seems like something to be scared of.
But also, both are like inevitable. You know, a volcano
True.
That's active is going to erupt eventually. An earthquake is going to happen eventually. You know, you just can't live your life in fear.
Mauna Loa.
I just got more that's nervous.
That's not Kilauea.
When she said you can't live your life in fear, I just got a little more scared.
I thought that as the doomsday expert on the show, you would have been fired up for more volcanic eruptions. I thought that would have been your deal. One more. Francis in Glendale. Did you score any Black Friday deals?
No.
Body shop didn't hook you up?
I did not. By the way, somebody was saying...
They tend to do that.
Somebody was saying, it was pretty funny, he was talking about specifically, hey, did you tell the body shop that it's Black Friday? Can you get some kind of a discount? I don't think they're going to do that. However, whoever said something earlier about... I can't remember. It might have even been before the show started about Cyber Monday.
Yeah.
I forgot. I texted my girl. We need a TV. So,
oh my gosh.
I hit her up and she's like, Best Buy's got this. So I'm like, all right.
I saw one the other day and I'm going to get this a little. It was like a 58-inch smart TV for like $200. And it was a brand that was like, yeah, that's a good brand.
She
just
so
said,
cheap
she
now
just
for
said
how
something
good
right now. 55-inch for it was $200.
Yeah, get a couple. Just have them be ready. The second one gets dirty, just throw it away and unwrap the new one. Take it out of
you
the box.
You lose a remote, throw it away.
By the
What's
way,
funny? Is this weekend or this past week when I was in South Carolina, the TV in the room that I was in was one of those old chunky gray TVs, still with a VHS and DVD player. And I was like, this is like a relic out of.
Well, it's funny because, like you said, they're so cheap now. it's impossible to not just buy one for $200.
It used to be a piece of furniture in your house, like a big piece of furniture.
Thick ones,
in your
right?
House.
Like it just, yeah. Like,
hey, that picture's a little fake. Throw it away. We'll go to Costco and get a new one later today. Little bit different. All right, the Rams. I think we have to do it, Slee. I think we have to talk about what happened in Kansas City yesterday and what, unfortunately, may happen over the next 6 weeks. That's coming up next. It's Travis Slee, 710 ESPN.